Oh, if it wasn't for His mercy, I wouldn't be behind this sacred desk tonight. I really don't belong here. I'm not worthy to be here. But He showed mercy on me. So His mercy is great. And then His power. How could we ever overlook His power? The Bible said power belongeth to God. Whew. So He has power. But if you would look in the heavenly world right now, those seraphims are not saying love, love, love. They are not saying mercy, mercy, mercy. They are not crying power, power, power. But they are crying holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. I cannot help but believe that holiness is His greatest attribute. He's so pure, so undefiled. And when His Son Jesus, who was God incarnate, you know that. That was Christ. Oh, God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. He was so pure and so holy that when He touched that leper, instead of Jesus becoming unclean, that leper become clean. That's how holy He is. I'm so glad He's holy tonight. Let me preach to you just a little while. I feel like God's wanting to do something special in this service. Maybe you're here and you're away from God. You need to get to God as soon as you can. Maybe you feel that your case is beyond help. Well, I still know someone. When the doctor shakes his head and says, no way, God can step in and say, oh, wait a minute, I'm still God. And all things are in my hands. I believe something can happen here tonight. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, I'm going to read some scripture and preach a little while. If the Lord will help me, and then I'm going to give an altar call. It's going to be a universal altar call. It's going to be first for the sinner, then for those that need to be sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Then it's going to be for those that need a miracle in your body. Now, I've started preaching more on divine healing and miracles. I haven't left the holiness way, Brother Webb. I still believe in holiness, but I have started preaching more on miracles and healing because the holiness people need to have our faith restored in God's power. Boy, didn't Brother Webb preach good today? Woo! If you missed that sermon, you better get that tape and listen to it. It'll be worth your time. Just go home, and it may be midnight and you get home, but it'll be worth your time just to plug that thing in and listen for an hour of great preaching. And tomorrow morning, it won't be any different. He'll be loaded again, ready to pull the trigger. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Love, Brother Webb. Ezekiel chapter 18, if you have it, say amen. Verse 20. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. All his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned, in them shall he die. I want to preach for a little while what God laid on my heart this afternoon I've got a lot of stuff I wanted to preach, but it seemed like the Lord just impressed me in prayer. But I need to talk to you tonight about the awesome power of one moment. The awesome power of one moment. You know, life is more than just a moment, but all of our lives are made up of moments. And one moment can change your entire life. Oh yes, we all have what we call precious moments. For instance, when I was married to this beautiful lady sitting here almost 44 years ago, you talk about a knockout. Woo! I thought I was pretty brave till I stood beside that little black-headed girl, and that preacher said, "We're gathered together here in the sight of God and this company to join together this man and woman in holy matrimony." And I could feel my legs beginning to turn to rubber. And then when he said, "Do you promise to take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? Do you promise to keep yourself from all others and keep yourself only to her as long as you both shall live?" I got a big voice, but I just barely could squeak it out. "I do." Oh, what a moment. Then, about 4 years later, another special moment. The one you're getting ready to share, Brother Rick, you and Sister Lena. They told me, said, "You've got a daughter up there at the hospital." I went up there to see my daughter. Went down into the nursery. Now, I wondered what all those people were doing looking at them other babies. I mean, there was one baby in there I was interested in. And I was wanting everybody to come and see my baby. Oh, what a moment. When I took that little child home, put her on my chest in my own bed, and I can still remember it, her heart beating as my heart beat. Oh, brother, how could anybody walk away and leave someone like that? What a moment. Oh, yes. We hear people say, "Capture that moment." That's why we take pictures, you know, to capture that moment. And I'll tell you something about pictures. Us older people look at them longer than the younger people because we relive those moments. A moment can change things. Just like last week in a church down in Fort Worth, Texas, some wicked devil-possessed man walked inside that church, blew some people into eternity, including himself. It happened in just a moment. The bombing in Oklahoma City, where I'm at, happened in just a moment. Oh, there's an awesome power in just a moment. History will tell you that even though it takes a long time to fight a war, the decisive surrender is done in just a moment's time. And salesmen, oh, they may work with you for a long time, talk to you about many things, but they're waiting for that one moment when they can get your name right down on that bottom line and you sign your life away for about 3 years of payments or maybe five. Oh, there's power in a moment. I looked up in Webster's dictionary the word moment. I used to think it was a minute till I looked it up, and it said a moment is an instant in time. It could be less than a moment. It could be less than a minute. It could be much, much longer than a minute. So this has really helped me since I got this message, because no longer do I say, "I'll be through here in just a minute. In a minute, I'll be closing." Oh, no. I say, "I'll be closing in just a moment." And I can just keep on preaching and preaching and preaching on that moment of time. Listen to me now. I'm getting ready to preach to you. Oh, yes, there is power in a moment. Now let's look into the spiritual realm. My text says, "When the righteous man turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned." How long does it take to turn? Just a moment. Just a moment. That's how long it takes to turn. Just a moment. It did not say when a righteous man makes a mistake, for though we fall, the Bible said we will not be utterly cast down, for the Lord will lift us up. But it takes a meditation to turn. But when a man turns from God, all of his righteous deeds is blotted out in a moment's time. Boy, a moment is fearful. Here, over 40 years ago, I started preaching for the holiness people. And God has helped me to hew me out a place among the greatest people on the face of this earth. For 40 years, Satan has not been able to put his slimy hand on my life or my ministry and put a black mark on my ministry. But oh, it's fearful, Brother Randy, to think in one moment of carelessness, one moment of misconduct, in one moment's time, 40 years of preaching, 40 years of fasting and praying and seeking God, it could all be gone in just a moment's time. My reputation, my wife, my family, my children, it could all be gone in just a moment's time. Every Christian here must realize that if we willfully turn from righteousness and commit iniquity, we have lost all. For the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in that day of his transgression. What a solemn warning. None of us can afford one prayerless day. For we have an adversary, the devil, who walks about as a roaring lion, waiting and looking and longing for that one weak, unguarded moment. Say, well, I'm too holy. They've been better men and women than you has fallen. They've been people that's closer to God. There's been preachers that can preach better than I can that has fallen. Satan is looking for that one weak, unguarded moment. Let me tell you, preacher, something. Amen. Just a moment of sinful pleasure. Just a moment of sexual misconduct. And all that you've worked for, all that you've labored for, can be lost in a moment's time. Am I preaching yet? If not, I'll be preaching here in just a moment. Young ladies, in one careless moment, you can lose your precious virginity in just one careless moment. Some things cannot be recovered. That's one of them. It can never be recovered. You can lose it all in a moment's time. Young man, you can lose your character in just one moment. The first hit of hard drugs, and you're on your way to becoming a hopeless dope addict or alcohol, has the same story to tell. Some of my friends who attend a holiness church, their children was playing with a loaded gun. And a terrible moment happened. And one of them blew the boy into eternity. It happened in just a moment. I was reading the paper some time ago, and it told the story of a drunken man in close to the border of Mexico in Texas, a Mexican man. And this man had killed his wife. What did she try to do? He came in drunk. She tried to get him into bed. He would not go to bed. She kept telling him, you have to work. He would not go to bed. And finally, he took out a pistol in a drunken state. And in one terrible moment, he pulled the trigger and killed his wife. According to the paper, the next morning, when he sobered up, the first words he said, when they told him the charges that were indicted against him and what he had done, he said, oh, if I could just relive that moment. But there's no way to call that moment back. It happened all in a moment's time. I have a cousin who was a greatest preacher. I don't think that we have anyone in this day and time that could preach with my cousin Corby. My dad listened to me preach. He listened to my brother preach. And he said, now when you boys get through trying to preach, you turn it over to Corby and let him preach. But here's what happened to Corby. He took an old storefront building in Cushing, Oklahoma. And in a little town, he run a church, pioneered a church and run it up to over 200. He left there and came to Oklahoma City, and Sister Rich and I drive by that beautiful place. Ever so often we go by. Beautiful church, beautiful building, beautiful grounds. And he run that church up, founded it and ran it up to over 400 members. But in one moment of time, he forfeited it all and lost it all. Lost his anointing. Lost his reputation. Lost it all in one moment of sexual misconduct. He still talks about what he did and how he built those churches. But all of that's gone as far as God's concerned. He lost it all in a careless moment. Let's look at a Bible character that we're familiar with, and that is Samson. Let's look at him for a moment. I believe Samson had a ministry before he was born. He had a supernatural birth. When he was a young man, the Spirit of the Lord began to move on him at times in the camp of Dan. Oh yes, he was a Nazarite, and he was born with anointing and a vow upon him. But listen to me, the Bible said he judged Israel 20 years. Judges 16:31. He was a judge in Israel 20 years. He was a man that they talk about the moment of power or the hour of power. He was a man that knew about the moment of power. When he walked down toward Timnath and that young lion roared out against him, in a moment's time, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and he slew that lion. And the Bible said he had nothing in his hand. What a man. He found out he could shake himself. And in just a moment, the power of God would come upon him. Oh yes, he caught 500 foxes or 300 foxes and tied their tails together and turned them loose into the fields of his enemy. Brother, that took some power. Yeah, Brother Endlessly, you catch two of them. Tie their tails together. Don't think you can. But he caught 300 of them. Burnt the enemy's barley fields. That was Samson. He took the iron gates of the city, and whenever his enemy woke up, he'd carry them to the top of the mountain. That was Samson. Oh yes, it was Samson who took the jawbone of an ass and he slew 1,000 Philistines. And it all happened. The power came on him and he did it all in a moment's time. But he met a woman down in the valley of Sorek, Delilah by name, who was being paid off to find out where his great power lies. And the Bible said that she enticed Samson. And Bible readers know the story. Samson kept telling her more and more of his heart. But she finally said, "How can you say you love me when your heart is not with me?" I must tell you, young people, you precious young people that live for God, I must tell you something right here. Don't you dare share the intimate secrets of your heart with anyone who does not love your God. Did you hear me? Don't you share the intimate secrets of your heart with anyone who does not love your God. Samson finally told her that I am a Nazarite, and this hair that you see on my head is a sign of my Nazarite vow. If I be shaven and these locks leave my head, I will become as any other man. And she called the Philistines upon him, and she caused him to sleep on her lap, and they shaved his head. And in a moment's time, he lost all that power. He tried to get up and have another moment. He said, "I'll shake myself as at other times," but he wished not that the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him. The Philistines scattered, and they praised their gods of Dagon for delivering this mighty man into their hands. I must tell you, it was not Dagon, the idol, that delivered Samson into their hands. No, it was Samson who turned. It was Samson who delivered himself into his enemy's hands. No one in this building, and that's including my wife, cannot make me turn. No devil or demon in hell can make me turn. Oh, but if I turn, I do that willfully. I do that myself. Hear what I must tell you now. Listen to me. Samson, he lost his vision. The enemy punched his eyes out. Then they bound him with fetters and they put him down in the prison house, and there he grind for the enemy round and around and around. Oh, this is what sin will do. Here he's bound, here he's in fetters, here he's grinding and working for his enemy. But one day the Philistines made a great feast to celebrate the capture of this man. And also they called in the lords and the concubines and all of their princes and all of the elite of that day. And they had a big party. And to further their entertainment, they said, let's bring Samson in and let's make fun, make sport of him. You see, the first thing that happened to the Holiness Church, we got too close to Delilah. The next thing that happened, we laid our head over in the world's lap. And the next thing you know, they stole our convictions and our holiness dedication. Then the next thing you know, they stole our vision. And then they took our liberty away and bound us with fetters and put us working for the enemy. That's what happened to Samson. And so now, here he is, being called to come into this great arena to make sport, while the enemy laughed at him and mocked him, to humiliate him further. Instead of having a big centurion soldier to come in, they had a little lad, maybe about like this guy right here. Amen. Had him leading that big blind man who one time was a powerhouse, who one time knew what it was to shake himself. And in a moment's time, the power of the Holy Ghost would come upon him. Oh, we ought to know more about that moment. Oh, yes, in services that seem a little dry and seem a little slow moving, we ought to know something about that moment when the power of God can fall and change the entire atmosphere in the service. And the lad comes leading that big man out. And I'm sure the enemy was laughing, mocking and scoffing, saying, look at him. We all used to be afraid of him. And now a little lad is leading him by the hand. But then, wait a minute. There's another side to this scripture. If the righteous turn from his righteousness, all of his righteousness that he has done shall not be mentioned. But if the wicked will turn from his wickedness. I can hear Samson say to the boy, hey son, haven't got long left, but I do have a moment. And would you lead me to the pillars of this structure that's holding up this structure? I'm praying, holiness folk, is God going to have to raise up children to lead us back to the pillars so we can destroy the enemy? Is God going to have to raise up children to lead us strong preachers that one time stood against sin in the world to lead us back to the pillars? He said, son, lead me to those pillars. I've only got a moment, but it's a moment. Here, son. Put this arm around this pillar. And then come over here and get this arm. Come on. And put this arm around the other pillar. Now the Bible didn't say this, but I believe he said to the boy, now son, you run out of here as fast as you can. And then he says, God, I lost it all in one moment. But I believe if I can turn just right, everything that I lost in one moment, I can get back in another moment. Oh, Lord, hear me just this once. And remember me just this once. Oh, hallelujah. And let me avenge the Philistines against my two eyes. And all of a sudden, that same power that Samson felt in other moments came on him in that moment. And he got back in one moment what he had lost in another moment. Hear what I must tell you tonight. Hear what I must tell you. A lifetime of failures and sins and debauchery can be lost and erased in one moment of true repentance, when you turn to God, all of your past, all of your evil, all of the things that you've done can be gone in one moment's time. Woo! Listen, he got it back in a moment. And when we look at Samson, we see failure. We see a man who flirted with harlots. We see a man who had unrestrained desires and lust and evil appetites. But when God looks at him, he sees a hero. And he says in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, amen, time would fail me to tell you of Gideon and Jephthah and Samson. Amen. He got it back in just a moment's time. I'm just wondering, I'm beginning to feel like preaching now, so fasten your seatbelts. I'm just wondering if there was a day up there, amen, when old Samson saw Enoch. And he said, "You're Enoch, aren't you?" "Yeah, I'm Enoch. How'd you get here?" "Well, for 300 years, I walked with the Lord. And I finally became worthy, and he just took me out of heaven." "But who are you? Aren't you Samson?" Enoch asked. "Yes. I heard about you, Samson. You was a man that used to have power. You was a man that knew what it was to have your moments with power with God. But I heard about your wicked deeds. I heard about you laying it with your head over in the lap of Delilah. I heard about how you lost all of your power. Samson, how did you get here?" And he says, "Enoch, it took you 300 years to get here. But I got worthy to come in a moment's time. I turned in a moment of true repentance, and here I am in the presence of the Lord." Heaven or hell can be decided in just a moment. You may be an adulterer. You may be a fornicator. You may be a liar. You may be a thief. But you can be changed in this moment. It's your moment. Turn. The true rendering of turn is repentance. Just turn. Turn. Turn from your evil ways. Listen to me. One moment, you can have deliverance for your soul. In one moment's time, you can cancel out all of your wicked deeds. Now, you talk about a bargain. Hey, you ladies going around to these garage sales and yard sales looking for bargains. Brother, here's a bargain. A lifetime of sin, a lifetime of lying, a lifetime of cheating, hours spent in front of them old filthy soap operas, amen, hours spent in the evil places of this world, hours spent in lust and evil desires, and one moment of turning, and God can wash you white as snow, blot out your sins, make you a fit subject for heaven. Oh, hallelujah! There was a time on earth when in the book of heaven, an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below. But I came unto the keeper and I settled it long ago. And then when at the judgment bar, I stand before my king. And he, the book will open. And he cannot find a thing. Oh, will my heart be glad? While tears of joy shall flow. Because I had it settled and settled long ago. Hey, you cannot recall one moment from yesterday. You cannot borrow one moment from tomorrow. But you have this awesome moment right here in this service tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. When a righteous man turneth, he forfeits all of his righteousness in a moment's time. No way to recall those righteous works back to his account. They're gone forever. Oh, but when a sinner turns, his sins are completely pardoned in a moment. They are blotted out forever. There is no way to recall them. Not even God himself can recall sins that have already been remitted and forgiven. To do so, he would violate his word, and he'll never do that, for our sins have been removed as far as east is from west. Say, Don Rich, how come you preaching like you're preaching? How come you went as far as you've gone? I'll tell you why. One night in a church, I heard an old-fashioned preacher, wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And I got up and turned, and when I turned, Jesus blotted it all out. You heard this brother's testimony. You know, I've been preaching something down in a state, won't call the name. Not the state of confusion, I don't think, but maybe. Sister Rich and I was there in revival. We had sinners coming to the altars, repenting of their sins in tears, and they would not let them get saved. Pastor get up and said, it took me 10 nights and 2 Sundays praying, and I just don't believe anybody can get saved just praying at the altar one time. Let me tell you something. The moment that you turned and you looked to Calvary, how long did it take God for that brazen serpent to become an antidote to those that were bitten by the fiery serpents? He said, if any man is bitten by one of these fiery serpents and he will look, he can live. Turn, 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 turn. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I turned and the Lord forgive me. Woo! What old Indian chief over there in Dos 60? Lote Dos 60. When I first went there, had on no clothes, wicked man, but he said, you can tell us your story. I told him my story along with his people. He stood out with eyes of steel, with just a little loincloth on, stood out there and listened when I told the story of how Jesus took our sins, how God had condemned us all to die, but a man called Jesus said, I'll take their place, and I'll die for Don Rich, and I'll die for the Choco Indians. And I said, sir, he took your sins. And I saw the tears come down his face. When I invited him to the altar, and we had no altar, we were just having church out in the open, him and 15 of his people came to be saved. Now his son is, we built a church there, and his son is the pastor of that church. And the old man died just a few months ago, and his own son, remember Brother Alonzo? Brother Alonzo said, when Daddy died, he called us around and said, I can hear beautiful singing. I can hear beautiful singing. It must be angels singing. Hey, it happened in just a moment's time. And what God has done for others, ma'am, what God has done for others, sir, he'll do for you tonight if you'll turn. Brother, started to say, Brother Rick Simpson looks so much like him. What is your first name? Kevin. Brother Kevin said when he come in the doors of the church, the night he was making a run for the altar, he said when he came in the doors of the church, he felt the heavy load lift. You know why? When you started, you done turned your feet away from sin toward Calvary. Hallelujah. Those people would not let these people get saved. And they said, we believe that they've got to pray. And then whenever they get through to victory, they'll get up and shout a certain shout, which is a custom of that church, and give a certain testimony, then they'll be saved. Well, they had the wrong man there. I told them there's a false. It wasn't right. Amen. Jesus can forgive you. When that prodigal got up out of that hog pen and started toward home. When his father saw him, not one time did he rebuke him for his sins. Not one time did he rebuke him for his wasting his money with riotous living. Not one time did he say, you've been laying down there with the harlots. He knew when his son turned his feet to come back home, hallelujah, he had repented. And when he ran to him, he called him son. Still had the stench of the hog pen on him, but he was a son. Why was he a son by the world? He had turned. Woo! I said he had turned. My Lord and my God, let me preach just a little bit longer. Brother Carpenter, how long do you think it'd take God to heal those ears? A moment's time. Listen to me. I read in the Bible about a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 long years. I can see her with her little record jacket. She tried all these different doctors. Every time she'd figure up her balance, it was less and less. Finally, all of her money was gone. She'd tried every doctor. Instead of growing better, she grew worse. But one day, one day she heard about Jesus. And the Bible said he came whenever he was walking down that dusty street. She said in her heart, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'd be made whole. And she came in the press and reached out and touched him. And 12 years of suffering was gone in a moment's time. You say, well, Brother Rich, that's only 12 years. Okay. I read in the 13th chapter of Luke, there's a woman bound over for 18 years and could in no wise lift herself up. Satan had her bound. But she came in the synagogue and Jesus saw her and called him to her and he said, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he put his hand upon her and one moment 18 years of suffering was gone and she stood up straight. You say, well, that was only 18 years. All right. What about in the 5th chapter of John? There was a man with palsy who had laid by the pool 38 years. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He'd been laying there waiting to get into that pool, waiting for the troubling of the water. For at a certain season, an angel came down and troubled the water. And the first one in, after the troubling of the water, was made whole of whatever disease or sickness they had. But one day Jesus came on the scene and he walked right up to that man and he said, wilt thou be made whole? And he said, I have no man, Lord. You got to hear my story. It's a sad, sad story. I've been here 38 years. I saw 38 angels come and trouble the water and 38 angels leave out and somebody always gets ahead of me before I can get in the water. But Jesus said, you don't have to wait on another angel. I'm the man that all angels and principalities and powers are subject to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And 38 years of paralysis gone in just a moment. Woo! Yeah, but that's only 38 years. All right. Peter and John came down to the gate called Beautiful. There's a man that's above 40 years old. He had never walked, crippled from his mother's womb, lame. But Peter and John came by, said, I don't think y'all hear me now. They said, look on us. Hey, church, when will we be restored with power until we can tell this world, look on us? Oh, we've got silver and gold, but we don't have the power that we need. It's easy to find somebody with a few greenbacks, but oh, maybe it'd do us good to get some empty pockets again and say, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And Peter reached out and took him by the right hand, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he began to Somebody said, don't get too excited. Well, this man ran, walking and leaping in the temple, in the house of God. Why? 40 years gone in a moment's time. Well, I got one more moment for you, and I'm going to close. Whew. Don't you wish you could touch him tonight? Well, you can. That woman with the issue of blood, I'm just wondering if, you know, Jesus was on the way to heal Jairo, Jairus' daughter. That's Jairo in Espanol. On his way down there to heal Jairus' daughter. And this woman, she saw him come by and she said, he probably won't touch me. But wait a minute. Maybe he won't touch me, but I can touch him. Woo. He's busy. He's on his way somewhere else. But he don't have to stop and pray for me. If I could just reach out and touch just as him. Somebody needs to touch just the hem of his garment tonight. Just the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. Hear what I'm telling you. Can happen in just a moment. Oh, somebody here was talking about their home being broken. We were in Windsor, California. Anybody here beside me ever preach in Windsor, California, Holiness Church? I was preaching in Windsor, California, Holiness Church. There was a man came into the congregation that night. Come close to the front because he's with a man that was a Christian. I didn't know who he was. During the course of service, a woman came in and sat on the back. I didn't know who she was. Just went to preaching. When I gave the altar call, this man came to this altar and started repenting. And here comes a woman from the back and comes to this altar and starts repenting. They both repented. The church gathered around them. And when they finally got up from the altar about the same time, he looked over and she looked over. That was his wife. She was his husband. That was her. Let me get it right. This woman was his wife, and she was this man's wife. I'll get it right here in a minute. Hold on, I still got one more moment for you. Listen, this man was that woman's husband, and that woman was this man's wife. They met. Oh, what a moment! They met, embraced. 3 years of separation, healed in a moment's time. Last I heard, they're still in that church. One more moment for you. How many's put a loved one away recently beside my wife? She just, yes. Was that your mother? My wife lost her mother. Others, you just, last few months, put one of your loved ones away. I got one more moment for you. Oh, hallelujah. One more moment. Paul said in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, behold, I shew unto you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. And when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying, O grave, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? Hey, it's all going to happen in just a awesome moment. Whatever heads bowed. There's backsliders here tonight. There's sinners here. Is your wife able to come with you, brother Rick? Hallelujah. Can happen tonight. One awesome moment. Whew. Just one awesome moment. Sister Rich, come out here and stand by me for just a moment. Hallelujah. I could be quite a while. Hallelujah. Now hold on just a minute. Just a few months ago, as most of you heard the testimony last night, Sister Rich lied in the hospital. This left lung hemorrhaged, half full of blood. filled up half of the lung with blood. Other lung, many blood clots in it. Blood clots in her legs. Very serious. Breathing like this. But oh, what an awesome moment. I'm glad I love him. I'm glad I know him. In a moment, the doctor said, even if she gets over this, she'll never be able to travel with you again. And it looked like my ministry was going to be hindered. Here just in August, Sister Rich went in, so I went in for a checkup. How about it, guy? Can I go to Switzerland? They said, go up to the hospital and have them check you all out there. Don't think so. Got up there. Said, yeah, you go wherever you want to go. Ah, shakamohosai. What a...